Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good afternoon. Welcome back to the program. I'm Guy Bauer, and it's Saturday, and it's 12:05, live at 12:05 from the Good Life Studio. On the phone with me from beautiful Napa Valley is Jean-Charles Boisset. Jean-Charles is someone who has made a tremendous impact in both Napa and Sonoma. I encourage you to go to some of the many websites where you'll find information. There's links at goodlifeguy.com. Jean-Charles is on Facebook. He's on Twitter. But more importantly, today I want you to go to 1881napa.com. And the reason is we've turned an old Victorian home from the mid-1800s into a fabulous, informative museum and a tasting salon. Jean-Charles, let's talk about, obviously we go to the website to make reservations and come do a tasting. Tell me how you are some of the offerings in the tasting and how you came up with that idea, and did you make all the wine that is being poured?
Absolutely, yes. So thank you, Guy. Indeed, we started our first museum, you know, a few years ago at Navista, which is another winery we own in Sonoma, as the first California winery. And it was the first wine museum. And we realized when people were looking at phenomenal history, they wanted to have a glass of wine. So we said the next time we do a museum, and we had still a lot of beautiful artifacts, we said, let's make sure we combine, obviously, visitation, information, education with wine. So what is so cool, Guy, is you phone or you come in, you know, it's formal and informal. You sit at a great table and you have virtually four glasses of wine in front of you, because the whole idea of 1881 Napa is to compare and contrast Napa Valley and understand the 16 different appellations of Napa, hillside, valley floor, and mountain fruit. What we mean by it is, you know, it's a 47,000-acre valley, so it's very small, very prestigious, but at the same time, it has a very diverse terroir, meaning diverse flavor, diverse characteristics of, you know, fruit to nose, to mouthfeel, to texture. So what we do within the tasting, which is so exciting, and we work with the famous Karen McNeil, who is a great historian and wrote the Wine Bible, together to define this format, is you could compare and contrast hillside, valley floor, mountain, and all the AVA. In other words, you could compare Oakville, which is very powerful and tannic and masculine, with Rutherford, which would be maybe more ethereal, still powerful, but you know, a few miles up the road and a different soil position, to San Elena, to Calistoga, to Stag's Leap. So in one room, you can actually get to know your course 101 of Napa Valley. We have an amazing map on the ceiling, which allows you to look at Napa Valley in 1895, and obviously Napa Valley today. So you really get a one-hour course, and you leave with a 40-page you know, transcripts of the history of Napa Valley as well. So it's really what I wish I had 30 years ago when I first came to Napa, because you learn everything you need to know in a very short period of time. In addition, Guy, you have soil samples. Soil, you know, is very essential to understand the diversity of wine region. And we show you in beautiful, large, one-foot jar the soil differentiation of each of the areas. So when you see a red soil, a volcanic soil, a limestone soil, a gold-rich soil, all different geologically, you could see why a wine tastes differently, and you can understand the diversity, obviously, of the valley as well.
Well, it's such an educational experience and a great opportunity. I'm going to be out there the weekend of the Jordan Halloween party, And we're going to try. Is the museum and tasting salon open on Sundays?
Of course. And you know what you've got to do? We do an amazing Halloween party at Buena Vista, which is, as you know, the first California winery in this amazing 1850 building. So why don't you spend the night before with us at the Halloween party, and then the next day we do a tour together at the Oakville, at the 1881 Napa in Oakville.
Oh, that sounds like a great idea. Well, I'll drop you a note.
It's a formal invitation. Everybody is a witness.
Oh, man. Okay. Well, let's talk just a little bit more about the museum, because I'm so intrigued. There is so many artifacts that are not on display, and I know you have done a great job over in Sonoma at Buena Vista by putting some on display. Where did you come up with all the artifacts and some of the historical photos that are on display at 1881 Napa?
So a lot of the tools and artifacts, luckily my parents and my sister and I, we've been collecting for literally the last 50 years. Very aggressively in every little auction you could find in France, in Italy, in Spain. People call us and say, okay, we have this for sale, we have that for sale, is it of interest? So we've built an amazing collection. What was important is to put this collection within the chronology of the history of Napa. So we work with the Bancroft Library, with the Napa Valley Library, with many historians, Mrs. Yewell, as well as Mrs. McNeil, as well as, many other local historians to really write the history from the Wapo Indians, you know, where the map pre-1826 was really Wapo north, south, east, and west, to then the Carne Humana map of 1856. So we really work the storyline from the independence of Mexico in 1846 and the joining to the United States in 1850 all the way to the end of the 19th century. So our vision of the museum, as you walk up the stairs to the second floor of the house, you walk through Vallejo, so Count Horacio Buena Vista, all the way up to Mr. Yount, the founder of Yountville, to every person who created every town from Napa all the way to Calistoga. Wow. So it's fascinating because, you know, so much text you did not know. So the Count of Buena Vista as well, who's a historian, really worked with us to define this amazing timeline. And all the pictures came from all the sources we have in Napa. And that was actually the hardest thing, is to find all those great pictures, reprint them beautifully, frame them nicely, and get a great storyline. So today it's complete. We worked as well with another museum, with a gentleman named Dean Walter. It's called California Wine History. And he lent us two incredible shelves of historical marketing campaigns of the 19th century, of Charles Krug Winery to Tocalon Vineyards to Buena Vista to many others, Behringer to Inglenook, that we have. So it's fascinating because a lot of the people now are calling us to say, would you like this collection? I've had that in the family forever. People need to see it and learn from it. So
that's great.
To answer your question, it's us. Many people as well contribute to it. So it's very complete. You have over 750 different pictures and tools gathered in this house. So it's a very complete collection.
Well, I love the concept. It was sorely needed. And the opportunity to see that history in artifacts, but more importantly, to taste wine from the very different 16 AVAs in Napa is a real treat. And it's a great educational opportunity. Folks, again, I want you to visit the website and look around. It's 1881napa.com. Certainly when you plan your next trip to California, you want to do that. Jean-Charles, can you stay with me just for a minute?
Of course. Thank you so much, guy. Yes.
Here, listen to this. See what this sounds like. I'm gonna make more noise than I normally would.
Perfect.
Did you hear that?
Love it.
a little bit of JCB69 going into my glass. This is... I didn't see on the tech sheet. Is it 100% Pinot?
Correct. It's 100% Pinot from Beaune and Nuit-Saint-Georges, which are the two towns I'm from in Burgundy. As you know, of course, the oldest town planting Pinot all the way back to the Roman time. So I'm so glad you're honoring that. I'll do that in an hour as well.
Oh, my goodness. It's so good. In fact, I'm gonna put a stopper in it and save it for Beth and I tonight. I want people to know I'm going to ask you to do this so that I don't mess anything up. Tell me all the properties. We know Deloach. We know America's first.
We have exactly DeloachVineyards.com. It's in the Russian River. It's really the expert of Chardonnay and Pinot all the way back from 1969, that famous summer of 69. Then you have Utah State in Alexander Valley. Then you move to Napa Valley. You have Raymond Vineyards, which is in San Lena and Rutherford. Then, of course, 1881 Napa in Oakville. Then the JCB Village, which is all about the wines I craft personally in Yonville. So jcbcollection.com. And then you complete your journey with Buena Vista Winery in Sonoma, which is really the beginning of the history of wine in California, as early as 1857.
And if you're lucky, when you visit Buena Vista, the Count will be available to entertain you, at least briefly. What a great
thing. We'll be together with him at Halloween when you come, Guy. And, you know, I want to make sure everybody knows we have many properties in Burgundy as well. So as you come to Napa Valley and Sonoma, you'll be handed a passport in the Boisset Collection passport. And you have an invitation to all our properties in France as well. So who knows, when you go on the other side of the pond, you must be welcome as well in the world of wine, which is so important.
Well, it's a wonderful thing. I can't thank you enough for what you've done, aside from the fact that you've made some pretty cool children.
Thank you. You know, for sure.
Regards to Gina, and enjoy the weekend. I hope you're home the whole weekend. I know you travel a lot, and you're awfully busy. I want to have you on again in the not-too-distant future to talk about alchemy, because...
For sure. The alchemy of the senses. Guy, you know what I'm excited about today?
Tell me.
I'm hosting several groups at Raymond and Oakville, 1881 Napa, for educational. I have the executive team of Apple Computers who is coming, and a few other groups, and people are very excited about the educational side. So I'll be talking about American history all day, so I'm thrilled.
Have a great weekend, JCB. It's always a pleasure. Take care, my friend.
You too, guys. Thanks so much. All the best.
Cheers. Jean-Charles Boisset. I'm telling you, people were kind of wondering what made him come to Napa. Well, there was a lot of things. Gina Gallo was probably one of the biggest ones. But more importantly, everything he touches turns into something really special. If you haven't been to any of those wineries that he's had his fingers on now for a time, make sure you add it to your next wine country trip. We'll be right back after this break with Jenny Renee Edwards, Bumping Down Highways. From boardrooms to back roads in an RV. Wait till you hear this gal. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.